Tickets, please have your tickets ready.
Children under five must wear safety.
And the children first.
Seasickness makes me so nauseous.
Everybody, step aboard the Dream Boat. This is a dream analysis comedy podcast with myself, Connor.
And me, Scott.
And we're here to talk about dreams, why we dream, what they are, and to interpret some dreams. Mostly ours today, but hopefully in the future we'll be able to get you all to send in some dreams for us to analyze.
That's right. So since the last time we've cast, I've actually only had like one... I'm gonna go with my little bit.
Sure.
It was like the least substantial dream I think I've ever had. I think I was in my parents' house, and I was making food, like a sandwich or something, and then boof, gone. And I woke up and I had written down at mom and dad's making sandwich or something. Like I'll find the paper, but my dreams
now,
have suffered.
Now, were you were making the sandwich and poof, the sandwich was gone, or that the sandwich, or that like the dream was poof gone?
Like the dream was poof gone. And okay. It's getting harder and harder for me to remember them. I think it's like almost like I'll be triggered by something in real life that all of a sudden I get this flood back of what happened. But
yep.
I do have another one.
But before we get there,
okay.
I just want to be clear about this sandwich. were you making this sandwich for yourself?
So I think in the dream I was getting ready for work, and I still lived at my parents' house. And yeah, I was making a sandwich, like, you know, I had my little Ziploc bag ready to go, and I was ready to pack it up and leave. And I was the only person that I can remember in my dream, too. Like, no one else was bothering me, but I was at my parents' house.
Okay.
So yeah, what does it mean to make a sandwich all by your lonesome?
So seeing in a dream that you are making a sandwich means that there will be situations which will require from you to be inventive and quick. So don't let your vigilance down, because it can let down your opportunity to live better as well.
Huh.
So be attentive to trifles and don't become confused if you're confronted by an unknown and unexpected circumstance. It is within your strength to make them favorable to you. And a sidebar, it wasn't a caviar sandwich, was it?
No.
Okay, I just wanted to double check.
No, although, given that it was in the dream, come on, Scott, subconscious, get it together. We could be eating caviar sandwiches in your dreams. What are you doing?
Could be eating any sandwich you want.
It's a PB&J, as far as I can remember.
But what you were saying about having something in real life trigger remembering a dream all of a sudden, that happens to me. Like, I've had some dreams from a few weeks ago that I had, and in either writing down these dreams or just thinking about something brought me back to those all of a sudden out of nowhere. Like, I had this, I remembered a piece of this one where I was in this really strange kind of art gallery, and then it opened up into this weird Ren Faire style, like, blacksmithing place out of nowhere.
Nice.
Yeah, and like I had forgotten I had had that dream, but yeah, it just like came back to me all of a sudden. Strange how it does that.
Connor, have you had any interesting dreams you want to talk about?
Well, I always say interesting is relative, but I certainly have some that we can analyze.
I'm ready. Put me in, coach. I want to analyze those dreams.
So when dreams, you sometimes dream about things that just happened to you, right? Or something mm-hmm. like you watch something right before bed and it like ends up in your dream, right?
Yeah.
So I had to change this light bulb that was above our bed. This is in real life. And I pull it down, and inside there, I guess, were like some little dead bug things. The light was right above the bed, so I guess there were some little tiny bugs that fell out when I pulled it down that I didn't see.
Bug bed.
So I had changed the light, you know, and put it back up, and, you know, the sheets were pulled over in a certain way. And then we went in to go to bed, and my girlfriend saw there were the bugs on the bed. And just, like, oh my God. Cause like living in New York City, like a fate worse than death is getting bed bugs.
Oh yeah. Oh, that's what she thought it was.
Yeah, but they were, you know, fried from being in this light socket, and they weren't bed bugs. They were just like these little, like mite things. I don't know, but
still gross. Still not fun.
Still gross. Still not fun. So, you know, changed the sheets and all that stuff, and it was fine. But that whole, you know, heart stopping event happened right before bed. And so, also that evening, I had gotten the second script for this web series I'm working on for like the second episode. And so in my dream, I had just read the script. In the dream, I'm like meeting with the cast for this web series. And it's in this really dark, musty room down in a basement, like kind of dingy, like single hanging light bulbs for light kind of thing. And in my dream, in this new script, the director's like, yeah, I'm. You got to eat a bug. So I go around. So I go around a building. Like looking for this bug. It's funny you say for your art, because the character I play is like this crazy artist guy. Yeah, so like I would go around and look for a bug.
They didn't even give you the bug? Like you had to go find
it? No, like I had to go find it. So I like go and find the bug. It's like a cockroach thing. Ew. And I like, you know, open my mouth and like put it past like the other side of my mouth from the camera, like in a forced perspective to make it look like I eat the bug. Yeah,
and that's actually pretty funny. I like that.
Yeah, that was that dream.
Okay, so something to unpack real quick there. You mentioned your preamble there with your bugs mm-hmm. before bed. It's funny because a lot of the time what I'm beginning to read. So I checked out a book at the library. And what I'm beginning to read, kind of, I think it was Freud would back that. He says that it is our experiences, especially traumatic experiences that end up residually appearing again in our dreams.
Mm.
So anything that I think it being the night before helped a lot as well. But if you have a recurring dream, it was his thought that that's something you're trying to unpack subconsciously, something traumatic in your past that maybe, you know, fucking with you still, but, I'm gonna get a little, maybe a little more into, I don't want to turn this into like a hard science thing, but it is interesting that you had
a hard science, a version of the soft science of dream interpretation.
Well, there's surprisingly a lot of science. I mean, we'll get into that in our, I got a couple fun dream facts for you. You want to hear a couple?
Yeah, lay them on me.
All right. Let me open my phone here. I did some screen caps.
Now, I would also like to ask facts according to who.
Okay, so.
Because this could be some alternative dream facts.
Absolutely. These are not, I mean, it's not a new age thing here. These are cited sources on Wikipedia, but my high school teachers would be very disappointed in me for calling these facts.
Fair.
So here we go. So REM sleep is heavily associated with dreaming. I don't think there's any way to say definitively whether or not another animal other than human dreams, because we can't ask them about their dreams, right? But REM sleep is what we typically associate with dream periods, right? And then mm-hmm. there's parts of the brain that flare up. Did you know every single mammal dreams? According to that, by that logic, every mammal experiences REM sleep. Guess what animal dreams the least? Or sorry, what mammal dreams the least?
Humans?
We're actually like middle of the road. Humans are right smack in the middle. The least is dolphins.
Oh, but because they have half their brain awake the whole time?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, because they don't really sleep that much conventionally sleeping. You know what dreams the most? I loved this. This is my favorite.
They're a house cat or a koala bear?
Armadillos and possums.
What?
Yep. So there's like some possum who's just having these rad dreams where he's on a Harley or something and he's got human hands and he's like, I'm just a possum, but I got a sweet hog and I'm
right running over humans on the highway.
Yeah, and they're curling into balls like it dangling from tree. I wanna be in one of these possum or armadillo dreams.
Yeah, like the movie Inception, but with possums
and armadillos.
And armadillos, yeah.
So I thought that was interesting. And then the other thing that's kind of tacked onto that is studies have also observed signs of dreaming in some birds and some lizards. So it looks like a pretty common thing for, you know,
sentient creatures.
Yeah. I thought that was kind of a cool little factoid.
It is interesting.
All right, you got another dream for me?
I do. Glad you asked. I was walking over towards work, and it's at this place that's like definitely not where I usually work. Whatever. That's how dream stuff works. But I just resigned to like, okay, I need to get there to go to work at some point.
Right.
But I'm way early. It's a swim meet day. Like there's, you know, competitive swim stuff that goes on at the place I work teaching swimming. It's like, okay, we got a swim meet today. I like see my boss and he's not usually there. He comes for swim meets because he likes to stress himself out. And so I realize I have extra time, like 2 hours or something. So I go see what stores are around. And I see this Costco. So I'm like, oh shit, Costco. Okay, I got a Costco card. I go inside, but it's not like a regular Costco. It's like a mixture between a Costco and a thrift store inside. Like you walk through, like nobody checks your card, first of all. and you walk through like kind of this little turnstile thing. And then you're inside this Costco hybrid. It's like, oh, I wonder if we need anything from Costco, because we've been meaning to do that here at the apartment. So I try to call my girlfriend, and I accidentally call my brother, but he just, like, tells me he's busy and he can't talk right now. So I hang up, and that's it. And I keep walking around, and then I see these like pre-opened Legos on super sale, like a pretty good piece count Lego set, 2 for $6.
Oh, nice, dude.
But the box is like half opened and like half covered with tissue paper.
Ew.
And I was like, oh, well, I mean, there's still a really good deal for Legos. And then I thought about like, maybe I should get some of these as like trophies for my swim team kids. Like kids like Legos, right?
Oh, man, like, I didn't even think of that. I was like, yeah, that's the cheapest you'll find a Lego set ever. Get that bad boy off those shelves.
I know, right? So there's like these 2 for $6 Lego sets. And then I was like, yeah, I don't know. I don't like carry all this around. And then I look over, like, do I really need all these Legos? And then I see this funky looking black kind of garment bag. And so I go over and I open it up, and inside is like a PS2 and this like black PS1, and like I don't there's no markings of how much they are, if anyone even knew they were in the bag. So I'm just kind of deciding like, well, like certainly I don't need these.
Dude, Ghetto Costco has an excellent selection so far.
And then again, I think this is one of my snooze dreams. This is one of the two I had last night, or actually I should say this morning. This ghetto Costco. And that, again, the resolution of that dream is kind of unknown.
Okay. Okay. Hold on. Let's unpack that real quick. Do a little internet searching here. So you went into a Costco, tried to get a hold of your girlfriend, got a hold of your brother instead.
Mm-hmm.
Who shut you out? Are we gonna calling a wrong number in a dream? Let's do that.
Oh yeah, that's good. It's funny because like I even went through the UI on my phone, and I knew that like both my girlfriend and my brother are at the top of my contacts, you know, like went through the whole thing.
Well, isn't that the magic of dreams?
Well, sometimes, like, people say that numbers and letters and stuff don't translate into dreams. And, like, that's a way. We should also do a segment about lucid dreaming at some point, because that's one way that people say they trick themselves into realizing they're in a dream. It's because you either look at your hand and it doesn't look right.
Right.
Or you look at some text, you look away, and you look again, and it's different.
Because it's not based off the real world. There's no physics to.
Right.
I've heard that with watches or clocks or mirrors. Right.
But this user interface like seemed to be working really well, so.
So I'm looking at just the first little result here, and what it says is that if you dream about a sort of missed call or a wrong number, it has to do with communication. It's actually kind of interesting. It says that the way that you habitually behave with someone else, that method is no longer allowing you to easily connect with them
or
effectively communicate. So maybe there's relationship with your brother or with your girlfriend where you gotta talk a little different. Maybe your dream doesn't want you to spill bugs on the bed no more, man.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, right on.
That's not working.
That method is not working anymore.
Not good communication. That's cat communication. Leaving dead animals on beds. It's not right. The way to do it.
Yeah, trophies.
I did this for you. Yeah, but that's that one. What about like secondhand shopping in a dream, or like thrift store in a dream?
Dream about good deals shopping.
Oh, okay. Okay. So it says that a thrift shop may symbolize ideas or skills that you've forgotten and that you can draw on in your current situation. That's interesting. Like the fact that they're secondhand or old kind of represents old skills.
Getting back to that old stuff.
I love that may be, like, I don't want to say correct, but like the brain is so weird with dreams. Like the symbols are so whacked out, and like you can get some real good art from, you know, a cool dream that gives you inspiration. But I love just these really, really weirdly poetic metaphors that the brain, that these websites are saying the brain is doing. But I wouldn't be surprised if some of this stuff is just the subconscious unpacking something and just being stupid with it, like using Fisher Price tools to explain some really big physics thing. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, I'm looking at there's this thing talking about shopping for different items. One of these says shopping for items in dreams foretells you might have financial difficulties.
Nice.
Which I pretty much always have financial difficulties in this line of work. See, if you dream of a store or shop, then this is a spiritual exchange dream or need for an important business decisions in the near future.
A spiritual exchange dream?
Yeah, that was like a weird one-off sentence. I don't know what the hell that means.
Hmm.
A messy store portends misery.
Was it messy or was it like Costco? Because Costco's never messy. Neither is Goodwill, really, for that matter.
Right. I mean, it was kind of like all these aisles of stuff, but there wasn't really any rhyme or reason to anything. I mean,
okay,
you've got the half open Legos across from the garment bags full of obsolete technologies.
Well, dated. Watch your target.
Okay,
never obsolete.
Dated. Sure. I even like thought when I woke up in my dream if I could go back and see if they have a used N64 game section.
Oh, like
I thought about falling back asleep just to see if I could up the ante on my N64 collection. Yeah. But here's one. Dreaming of shopping for cheese means high aspirations and ambitions. While buying potatoes suggests a pleasant visit ahead. You'll be able to communicate very well with people.
Wait, were you buying cheese and potatoes in your dream?
No, but I just thought that was interesting.
That is very interesting. Wait, give that to me one more time.
So buying cheese means high aspirations and ambitions, while buying potatoes suggests a pleasant visit ahead and that you will be able to communicate very well with other people.
Taters. Taters means you're just a Hufflepuff. You're just making
one
friends.
One of those tater dreams. You're really able to communicate.
I had a real nice tater dream. Oh, man. So I've got one. So this one's, I had this one about 2 years ago, and I was going through all of my old voice notes to see if I had any more dreams, and I found this one. And it's wonderful because all of my friends at that time are in it. So it was like me, you know, the VC Caro bros, Kayo and Ari. So like a lot of mutual friends of ours were in this dream. My then roommate was in this dream, and this was so it takes place in this wonderful, like, East Coast, like, Boston-type university that I was at. And it was this beautiful campus. And I'm out in a parking lot with my then-roommate. And we're both smoking cigarettes, I think. And we look up at the sky. And it was really surreal. It was, like, full of passenger airplanes, like 747s. And they were all, like, just going nuts, just ducking and weaving over each other in the sky. And he points up and he goes, "That's not normal, right?" I'm like, "No, I've never seen that before in my life. Why are they doing that?" And we're just watching more and more planes fill the sky. And then two of them collide right above us. And it's a giant fiery explosion. And I'm like, "Oh my God." And they start crashing left and right. And they're all smashing into each other in the sky. And one of them comes like barreling right at us into this parking lot we're standing in. And so we turn around and we run into this, you know, generic university building right behind us. And we run inside and we're all terrified. And we're telling everyone, they're like, what's going on? What's that noise? And we say, well, there's planes crashing everywhere. I've never seen anything like this before. They were filling the sky. And this one girl goes, I've seen this before. I know exactly what this is.
And what?
Like, and we're like, what is it? Tell me. And she's like, no, I can't tell you. And we were like, fucking what? And we just like, it was so frustrating. She had this knowing smirk and she wouldn't tell us what was going on. And so I think in the second half of the dream, we go running to this sort of like, you know, that scene in Jurassic Park 3 where they keep the pterodactyls in that big glass dome?
Yep.
So this campus had like a big old greenhouse that was like that. It was just a big glass dome that you could see, you know, out into the parking lot and you'd see past. And it had a crow's nest at the very top. So we climbed up this ladder and me and my roommate are standing on top of this glass dome in the middle of some university. And we're looking out over the mountains and all the planes are still crashing. And there's bears rolling down the mountain. Like they're just
bears rolling.
Well, okay. Then this is straight from the audio file. Like I can hear my croaky, just woken up voice, just bewildered with this. But there's giant grizzly bears, like twice the size of normal grizzly bears. One of them is riding an ATV. One of them is riding an all terrain vehicle. But in the dream logic, it wasn't funny. Like I know it's hilarious. In this dream logic, it was very like serious. It was like, my God, they've learned to use human tools. Like we're done. They're probably flying those planes. Like, it's the bears. It's always been the bears this whole time. And it was terrifying. Like, that another, you know, predatory mammal had suddenly stolen our tech from us or something. It was really overwhelmingly scary. And one of them, and so they're all rolling towards the university. You know, they're all, like, running down this hill. One of them lays down on his back, and he kind of, like, arches. So do you remember those poppers that you would get at Peter Piper Pizza? You turn it inside out, and it would pop, and sort of, like...
Yeah. So, was it your friend did this or the bear did this?
The bear does this. And it would be
funny.
Yeah,
the little plastic ones.
Yeah, but
inside out.
He fucking does like a backwards back snap and he goes flying up in the air. And it was not funny. It was like, my God, they've learned trajectory physics. You know, they've learned to weaponize their own. It wasn't a funny popper bear. It was just terrifying. God. And we realize he's going to fall and smash onto us on top of our burrito. And so we go, oh God, run. And then the rest is fuzzy, but... Yeah, that was like the scariest dream that I think I've ever had, and it sounds like a kid's show gone run amok or something.
Wow. Well, where do I start? Okay, I'm just going to start unpacking, because as you've been speaking, I've been pulling up
okay, perfect. Yes.
Different topics. Yeah, so let's talk about dreaming about your friends, right?
Okay.
Dreaming about a friend may point to an aspect of their personality you haven't been interested in the past. Dreaming about your best friend is generally considered a kind of like, they're like a turbocharged version of your usual friend's dream, indicate a need to foster or acknowledge some kind of quality your friend has. A childhood friend.
Yes.
Let's see. You want to reconnect with carefree aspects of your childhood and escape the pressures and stresses of adulthood.
Right.
A former friend may be representing a lesson you learned from having falling out. That's some different friend stuff. I didn't really care too much for this website. But let's see.
Some okay introspection there about possible symbols.
Let's see. I'm dreaming about smoking cigarettes, but I'm kind of less interested in that because that wasn't really a part of the dream.
No, that was just why we were outside. That was not.
Let's see. Dreams about bears. No, let's not get there yet. We're not getting there yet.
Dreams about universities or
school. Yeah, I have that somewhere too. I had one about crashing planes. Oh, here we go.
Oh, yeah, nice.
Dreaming of an airplane crashing might be a metaphor for some aspect in your life that is in danger of ending quickly and unexpectedly, an indication that your goals or ideals are too high and unattainable, or it may symbolize your self-doubt and lack of self-confidence in attaining these goals.
Wow.
So I don't know what was going on 2 years ago, but...
I think I was just starting at the restaurant I now work at, and I had my resume search for an archaeology job had all turned out negative, I think.
Mm. The meaning of university in a dream is that you need to move forward in life, learn new abilities and skills that will help you grow as an adult.
Hmm. All right. Thanks, Dad.
Generally, a university often appears when you're contemplating whether to take a course of action.
Okay. Hmm. I wonder where they would... I mean, they're not getting it from anything specific, I don't think, but I wonder what led them to that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what about school would do... Like, you're trying to better yourself, or...
Hmm. Yeah.
All right. Give me the bears. Give me the bears. That's what I really want. Give me the crunchy, juicy bear dreams bits.
Dreaming about bears. This is, I don't know if this website's going to be best, but we'll find another one too. Dreaming about bears is fairly uncommon, even though many dreams do include animals. Wild animals like bears are more likely to occur in someone who feels they recently spoke out of turn, acted poorly, or participated in some other event where they were untamed.
Well, I did just start working at a bar, and we get, you know, we get wild sometimes. Like, I don't know. I can't think of anything specific in my life. I do remember voice noting that whole dream in a bewildered, just woken up state.
Yeah. Well, I mean, bears and bars. I mean, it's only a letter off.
Oh, yeah. Maybe that's what I was going for. Yeah. You know what? That totally was it. The bears represented by then work.
I was trying to find what does it mean when animals take over the world in your dream?
Animals ride ATVs down mountains and pop themselves.
So oh, that's so scary. a dream of being in a greenhouse foretells love, success, a generally bright future.
Aww.
Unless there was something unpleasant about the greenhouse, which in case... Yeah. You should look up the unpleasant meaning of your dream. So thanks, dream website.
Yeah, tight. Thanks for that one.
But, I mean, if dreaming about a greenhouse foretells love and success and a bright future, and your love, success, and a bright future are being attacked by this untamed... Yeah.
Wild
bear bar.
Yeah, no, it was definitely something my brain was trying to tell me, and using the wrong language there, you know. That's not,
yeah, just so I think the wires got a little crossed.
Yeah,
I mean, we've been friends for a while, and I'm more than certain I can say that neither of us really spend much time in bear bars.
No, negative.
No. Which is cool. It's cool.
It's cool. I mean,
it's not our scene.
I'll try it once. I mean, shit. They got cheap food or something. I'll go there. But what about literal bear bars? like with giant ursine predatory mammals. And you can just get, you know, honey. You can get a cup of honey, or like
you can actually get ants on a log.
You can get real ants on a real log. You can get some fresh cuts of venison. I don't know what else to do. Get some human.
I mean, anything. Bears eat the garbage, man.
Humans eat the garbage, man.
Well, and then
bears also eat the garbage, man. Also,
I know. I was gonna say the importance of punctuation. Bears eat the garbage, comma, man, or bears eat the garbage, man.
I have another dream fact. I almost told you right before we started, but wanna share some fun pseudoscience that I was looking at on the Wikipedia page.
Indeed.
So, there was a sort of like little blurb on the wiki that got in a little bit about why dreaming would have evolved in humans, what possible benefit dreaming would provide, because otherwise it wouldn't remain, you know, in the gene pool unless it either offered some sort of substantial advantage to fitness or did not affect fitness in any way.
And we're all about fitness.
And we're all about fitness. And what it came up with as far as why humans dream such crazy vivid dreams, and as far as we know, we're the only ones who can talk about our dreams, so as far as we know, we're the only ones who dream, they said that it may have been useful for, what's the word? Doing a simulation of an interaction with a predator.
so that if you ever come across a tiger and everyone's getting messed up except the one guy who had a dream about a tiger and his brain.
Already done this before.
Yeah, and so I saw this in a dream, and he's the guy who figures it out. Like there's chances that dreaming evolved as a sort of matrix training program.
It's really interesting because when I took my course with shamanism and like my studies on that stuff and reading about that is when you go into another consciousness and you're in a dream realm or, you know, whatever the other plane of reality, that you're literally gathering information, you're gathering knowledge to bring back with you to inform how you can act in this life. Like if
that was a tenet of the shamanism thing, or
yeah. So like medicine men would go into the shamanic state of consciousness and they would actually speak to the plants and learn about their different healing properties. So they would find out about what plants they could use to treat certain illnesses based on their experience with them. Whether you want to explain it as like meditating about it, or whether they're not, they're gleaning some sort of
cosmic truth from the plants or something.
Right.
I dig it either way. That's a cool little bit.
In the idea that in our dreams, we're able to have these trial runs of these different scenarios. You know, what? I'm going to be real ready when I show up at middle school and I'm naked.
You're going to be ready when you get to that Costco and you see that black bag, that Goodwill Costco. You know it's in there. You know it's good.
Yep.
I'm going to be ready when
I'm at work and it's actually in this apartment building and the entire apartment building is a swimming pool. And then I know my boss is going to come and be really upset. Like, I've already done that before.
I've been here. This is fine. I'm fine with this. All right, you got any more for me?
I've got one more. I've got one more. And this one's like kind of weird, kind of bizarre, and takes an interesting turn at one point.
I lay it on me, daddy-o.
So I was in this yoga class, and I've been taking yoga 3 times a week pretty regularly.
Nice,
here,
dude.
The last while. Thank you. I'm myself a pat on the back here.
Yeah.
But I was in this yoga class, but it was like part of some kind of like larger retreat or like larger group activity thing. And there are 2 teachers, and at some point the class like started devolving, like they were getting pretty distracted. And then all of a sudden there's these like kids come in with these other adults, and it's like one kid and one adult in these pairs, and these kids are like sparring, like kickboxing. You know, and their senseis or whatever, their trainers, like, have these, you know, big foam pads, and the kids are just, like, going in between the lines of the yoga mats, like, doing kickboxing while we're trying to still do our class.
Okay.
So, like, eventually it just kind of devolves into hell, and, like, the yoga class is dismissed.
Wait, there was no explanation for it? They were just, like...
They're just kind of coming in, like maybe they needed to use the space next, or we went over time, like I don't know.
Okay.
So on my way out, I like realized there was this person that I knew from high school, like high school acquaintance. Like, oh hey, like seen you since high school. And like there's not a person that I was particularly close with, but maybe I saw them on LinkedIn or something, and like they were on my brain, who knows, but like had a pretty unimportant exchange of like, basically, I think I more or less said, well, I hope you're doing whatever makes you happy. Like, I'll see you later.
In any other realm, that's a weird guy thing to say, but I think that's That's, yeah.
Part of the course. Getting a sentiment like, good to see you. Hope all is well.
Mm-hmm.
And so then I walk over to like go to the locker room or whatever. So I walk into this place and it's kind of like a sporting goods store, and in this sporting goods store you like walk in and then down to the left on the left hand wall are some showers, and they're all like, it's like just a glass wall, it's just kind of like these open showers in kind of this sporting goods store. Very bizarre. And so I go over into this shower area. And then what's even stranger is, like, it's all tiled in there. But then, you know, where there's some little, you can't even call them shower stalls. It's kind of like a shower wall. But there's these little alcoves where there's these, like, offices.
In the showers?
Yeah, in the showers. Like, there'd be another, like, glass door you'd open and you'd walk into, like, somebody's office. And, like, there's a desk and, like, a computer and papers everywhere. Built into, like, these walls next to these showers. But in the meantime, like, the shower themselves, there's, like, this glass wall, and then, like, you can just see the sporting goods store, and the sporting goods store can see you. It's just like, why? I don't know. And so I, like, start taking a shower, and, like, I'm in the buff taking this shower in this kind of sporting goods store locker room office. Okay. And There's this like weird, slightly overweight older white guy tries to talk to me while I'm taking a shower. And like he has a toothbrush and toothpaste in his hand. He's like talking to me. And at some point he tries to reach over with the tube of toothpaste and like touch my beepus
with the toothpaste tube.
And like I shout at him and like, you get out of here. And like he starts walking away and I'm like making this big fuss. I'm like, this guy just sexually assaulted me. Like this guy right here. Like this guy just
touched my bits
with his toothpaste tube. Like this guy sexually assaulted me. And made this whole big deal of it, and like he's like trying to get out of the store or whatever, and then I go back and finish my shower.
That's how it ends?
Yeah.
Oh man. Oh man, what a weirdo dude.
I mean, what a weirdo dream.
I bet he got foisted into one of those bathroom offices. I bet he works there too, man.
I don't know. It seemed like the bathroom offices, like, I got good vibes from. Like the bathroom offices were like people there that were doing good work, you know?
Okay, fair enough.
But yeah, who's weirder? The guy in the dream or the guy that dreamed about the guy in the dream? Like
I'm pretty sure the weirder guy is the guy you dreamed about. Pretty yeah. Sure. So, did you unpack what toothpaste means in a dream?
I thought I was just Googling. To dream of toothpaste represents a resource or ability to keep you confident about yourself.
Okay.
So it's like, am I like challenging my confidence about my bits and bytes? By being prodded with toothpaste in my dream?
Yes. Correct.
Yes. Okay. So that's what that dream was about.
That's exactly what I got the Jungian perspective here. It says the same thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
So the good news is, this is one of those dream websites that's very hippie new age that can just tell you what your life is going to be now based off of your dream.
Yeah, that's what I need.
So according to the shower, yeah, positive changes are afoot in your life. It means that you're going to have a refreshing and healthy life ahead of you.
That's good.
Was it a hot shower or a cold shower?
Oh, it was a comfortable shower. Particularly hot or cold.
That means that you have hope. Even in troubling and worrying times of our lives, and you can easily reorient yourself on the path to your goals. Okay,
that's nice. Yeah, see, I found that if you dream that you are naked or semi clothed in the locker room, you may be feeling unprepared or unfit for a situation.
Well, that just contradicted everything I said.
Everything about I don't know. But it wasn't necessarily a locker room. It was just like a shower office. Shoffice.
Shoffice, indeed. That's a weird one, dude.
Yeah, it was pretty bizarre. From the kickboxing kid class, interrupting the yoga.
I imagine the scheduler is just like, well, we got yoga going at the same time. How are we going to get the teeny kickboxers in?
It'll be like a 10-minute overlap.
It'll be fine. Okay. They'll stay between the mats.
People are so nice.
And these kids have great form. Their kicks are so disciplined. There's no way they'd kick someone doing a downward dog.
ever know. Thanks for listening today, everybody, and stepping aboard the Dreamboat with your captains here, Connor.
And Scott.
And hopefully that we can set it up so y'all can send us some dreams for us to interpret. Hope that this has been an interesting foray into something that you would never want to hear anyone talk about ever, but you downloaded it, so you volunteered to listen to it.
You did it.
So I guess for now, dream on, dreamers.
Very nice, very nice.